It's Monday, October 24th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. New study data on the gender divide in the workplace, and the Surgeon General weighs in on toxic workplaces. This is the Business of Tech. A new study from McKinsey and LeanIn.org shows that female leaders were more likely than their male counterparts to switch jobs in 2021. Quoting Axios, 10.5% of women leaders, from senior managers up to the C-suite, quit their jobs over the past year, the highest rate in the 5 years that McKinsey and LeanIn.org have surveyed companies about attrition rates. The rate for men was 9%. Typically, attrition rates for men and women run closer together, with a spread of only around half a point. The report draws attention to the broken rung concept as a problem area for companies, the gap in the share of women elevated into management relative to men. For every 100 men promoted out of entry-level positions, only 87 women and 82 women of color got the same lift up the ladder. The report finds that women's authority at work is undermined in various ways, so they leave. For example, 37% of women leaders said they've had a coworker get credit for their idea, compared to 27% of men. Women leaders are twice as likely to be mistaken for someone more junior. Asian women and Black women said they're less likely to have strong allies on their teams. Women are also more likely to do work to support coworkers and promote diversity, equity, and inclusion, but that type of work doesn't typically get recognized when it comes time to evaluate performance. Black woman leaders are 1.5 times as likely as women overall to have colleagues question their judgment or imply they're unqualified for their jobs. And per coverage of the survey and protocol, it's even worse in tech. These talent gaps between men and women are wider in tech. In hardware, women make up 32% of entry-level positions and 26% of the C-suite. In software, women represent 41% of entry-level jobs and 27% of the C-suite. This includes tech roles at non-tech companies. The difference between men and women holding tech roles is 2.5 times more men than women. In 2018, it was 1.9 times. One solution may be embracing flexible work styles. According to the report, only around 10% of women surveyed wanted to work primarily on site. Though working from home is still often helpful for women with families, many reported that it's about more than just time constraints. While working from home, many said they experienced less discrimination and fewer microaggressions, especially women of marginalized groups. Thus, remote work works as a hiring tool. More than 70% of HR leaders surveyed said remote work has helped their companies hire more talent from diverse backgrounds. Let's note two other details on remote working. Three economists released a working paper last week indicating that remote work also likely caused a mini baby boom in 2021. The increase in birth rates was more pronounced for first-time mothers and college-educated women. It's slight, but it reverses a years-long decline in the birth rate. And only 1/3 of women in tech, media, and telecom industries with hybrid work schedules report satisfaction with their work-life balance, says a new Deloitte report. Unsurprisingly, 86% of the women with children report that they bear most of the childcare responsibilities, which can be complicated by varied work schedules that require similarly changing childcare needs. Why do we care? I believe that finding solutions within companies is a competitive edge. As the data continues to show, flexible companies with their work environments appear to outperform. Plus, let's note that major factors impacting employees are outside of the scope of the office. This continues to be a key factor. Too often, employers assume job satisfaction is entirely about in-office conditions when people are people in totality and their experiences outside of the office matter. Toxic workplaces may be bad for your health, too. This from the U.S. Surgeon General, who warned last week specifically about abusive or cutthroat workplaces. The good news? The Surgeon General's office laid out a set of recommendations to help. According to the Surgeon General's guidance, five qualities can predict whether people believe their workplace is toxic. The culture is disrespectful, non-inclusive, unethical, cutthroat, or abusive. The Surgeon General recommends five essentials for workplaces to ensure employee mental health and well-being: protection from harm, connection, community, work-life harmony, mattering at work, and opportunity for growth. Why do we care? You know, things are bad when the Surgeon General weighs in. We care because medical professionals are offering practical and implementable advice to employers. Should be a statement on the state of play that the Surgeon General feels it necessary to weigh in. You know, like smoking or addiction. Employers, take heed. Do you like getting paid? Then make it easy for your customers with Gazinta Payments. Do you teach your customers not to click on links from strange domain names like mymsp.monkeypayments.com or slowbooks.com? Gazinta Payments uses your branding and domain name. No redirects, no confusion. Gazinta Mobius is trusted by over 1,000 MSPs to sync financial data. Their new product, Gazinta Payments, is built with the same care and empathy to make payment processing easier for your customers. Gazinta is a family-owned business dedicated to making software suck less each day. Go to gozynta.com/payments to learn more or get started. Thanks for listening. Let's recognize it's Diwali today, as well as National Bologna Day and National Jamaican Jerk Chicken Day. I think I know which of those I'm having for lunch. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.